Well, the Mercosur trade deal was very much hanging over the vote in Strasbourg here today, because even though Ursula von der Leyen was bringing in effectively her new cabinet and seeking support, we are all here acutely aware of negotiations by trade deal negotiations by the European Commission going on in Brazil at the moment. Irish MEPs, including myself, are opposed to these negotiations on the basis of the damage they would do to Irish farming. I mean, even the Enterprise Ireland have estimated that over €55 million a year would be lost in beef sales if we're going to allow the Mercosur countries in South America to just sell in here without standards, without any type of principles involved. So I made it clear last week to the commissioners I met that we needed assurances that Mercosur was not going to be signed and was going to come before not only our parliament, but before the Dáil. Now, regrettably, the commissioners I met and I was in touch with today and yesterday were not in a position to give me that assurance that we would have our say on this. And as a result, I felt I couldn't support them today. And even though I do support the Michael McGrath and some of the other commissioners, I decided I would abstain to make the point to the commission that we're not just going to roll over on this.
Do you feel that this deal, we've heard a lot about it, and it seems more and more that this deal can just go ahead without even, you know, without a real objection, it seems, at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, it's increasingly apparent that a deal will be concluded. You know, we know von der Leyen is in favour of this. The question is whether that deal will be split, and that would see, you know, that would see the trade aspect of the deal separated from other aspects, so as to fall solely under the European Union's jurisdiction. And in those circumstances, it could effectively bypass the member states like Ireland's Dáil and the democratically elected parliaments, and that would be disastrous. It'd be a major blow to democracy, and from my perspective, a clear attempt by the European Commission to circumvent the democratically elected national parliaments as well as the MEPs. So I feel very strongly on this issue. I think it undermines confidence in the European Union. And, you know, we said it to key commissioners. I had the Agriculture Commissioner Hansen in my office here in Strasbourg. He was very supportive on issues such as the derogation and the ongoing issue over live animal export. And indeed, he was supportive on even on the Mercosur project to a large degree. He was coming from a farming background. But when two weeks after this, when he was asked, you know, can we give a commitment that the deal will not be signed,